from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula on Houston Sports Leader.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
Sports Radio 610.
In the loop, Sports Radio 610. We'll go around the NFL here on a roster cut down Tuesday here in H-Town. But I got to make note of the man joining us for the next hour, B. Scott.
Man, I was just thinking about y'all in the last segment about the player that you got wrong.
Yeah.
Kevin Porter Jr.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Kevin Porter Jr. was going to get right here in Houston, and he did not.
You're not alone.
He absolutely did not.
Yeah, he got very wrong, in fact.
Oh, my God.
You're not alone.
That's the one that I got wrong. But it's cut day, man. I'm having fun with it.
Yeah, see, cut day didn't give a damn about that topic. They were like, look, we've got things to talk about. And around the NFL, we're going to just be a little Houston, Texas based for the start, because I want to get your perspective on these two big cuts that it feels like happened in the last, 20, 30 minutes that really got our attention. Andrew Beck being cut and then Noah Brown being cut. Which of those really struck you the most when it comes to the building of this roster?
Well, the Andrew Beck part just tells me that they are searching for an answer at fullback because we saw what Troy Hairston could and could not do. To put it delicately,
buddy.
Over the weekend. And so if that is one option and then the other option is somebody that you just let go, you're probably searching for options there at fullback. So I don't think we know who the fullback is going to be on this team.
Okay.
I think the big news, though, like the big headline right now is the releasing the Noah Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And not just because of Noah Brown himself. Obviously, he was a contributor to them last year, was a good player for them last year when he was healthy. But aside from even the money part of it, it's what it says about the rest of the wide receiver room that makes this such a huge headline, because I don't think the Texans can afford to release Noah Brown and say get rid of John Metchie, or release Noah Brown and say get rid of Xavier Hutchinson. To me, it tells me that they're going young, and those two guys are more than likely safe on this roster. I could be wrong, because I know we're getting this news
in real time, baby.
But my hunch is, or my feeling from that news, Noah Brown, a surprise cut, the biggest surprise cut to me so far, that tells me that the younger guys in that room are more than likely safe on the roster.
Yeah, and just to hammer home that point, that this is about the way that wide receiver room looks when you talk about age and that dynamic. He was supposed to have a cap hit of 3.5, basically 3.6 mil. The dead cap on that is 3 million. So they're only saving, let's say 600,000 on this move. That's not huge savings to enough to make a decision for.
No, for sure.
This feels like a decision where they made this based off of the player, maybe the availability, and then also like what we're talking about contract-wise, like future contract, young guys that you have control over, that type of thing.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a lot of money to a team that was in a rebuilding state, a team that that didn't have aspirations, much less for one that has gone out and spent money in free agency and has had high draft picks that have hit so far the last couple of years and has high hopes, like 600,000. Like you can, I mean, that's money between the couch cushions right now at this point for them. So this is more to me about how they see their room. Not that Noah Brown couldn't contribute, but that the younger guys, I think, between Xavier Hutchinson really early on and throughout camp, and then John Metchie as of late, between the two of them, I feel like have shown enough for the Texans to feel confident about guys that we're talking about really being on the back end of a position group.
I totally agree. I think that's exactly what it is. And I disagree with what Cody said.
Cody Stoops.
That you referenced, because he said it might mean that they can keep an extra quarterback. The fact that they're finding a roster spot, which is one of the things that I've done at fullback. I don't agree with that. I think you got to have two quarterbacks and that's it. I think what they're trying to do is find a space, maybe another running back. More specifically, maybe another receiver. I've been on this 7 wide receiver kick, and I'm totally by myself on this island. But I think that because of Steven Sims, they could keep 7, and now you got two quarterbacks. That finds a roster spot. No fullback. That finds a roster spot. I think that's where they're looking.
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about the priority positions for the Texans, specifically on the offensive side of the ball, we're talking about running back, wide receiver, and then this tight end, fullback, like tight end depth, who's behind. I guess you would say, well, I guess they got the top end of their tight ends between mm-hmm. Dalton Schultz, Brevin Jordan, and likely Kate Stover. But who's your fullback? Who's your running back? And then, of course, the back end of this wide receiver thing. I don't know what Cody Stoops is on talking about the quarterback. Nobody cares. Look, they just need a backup quarterback. And then if something happens to the backup, I mean, what are we talking about at that point?
Yeah, like we're talking about it doesn't matter.
You're trying to fill out a roster here. So yeah, Cody might be in his own head
figure
there,
that stuff out
to
when
me,
the
priority has
to
be.
We'll get to that when we get to that.
Right.
Yeah. The priority 100% has to be the wide receiver or really the running back and wide receiver position.
Yeah. Okay. Some other news around the NFL, because we got B. Scott for a whole hour.
I'm going to be here, man.
We're going to dig back into this. And look, I started thinking around the NFL, but there's going to be more cuts coming that might just shake up the way this segment goes.
Oh, man,
but
we can do it.
As we go around the NFL, I did find this to be interesting, though. The Titans in the division, it seems like they are fully committed to the idea of Will Levis, because they sent Malik Willis to become the new backup for the Packers.
Okay. That is one way to position
okay,
it.
Okay, how do you position it then?
I think both things are true. I think they are fully committed to Will Levis. I think they are also fully not committed to Malik Willis.
Fair enough.
Like, you know what I mean? I think there we go.
He's
bad. And I was trying not to say what Lopez was saying.
Yeah, but Lopez says that's on him. Yeah. You know what I mean? We're still good over here.
You know what I mean? But that was kind of what I was getting at, Reggie. Like, it has not worked out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I think that's more of what that is about. The Packers are obviously good with their quarterback situation. Malik Willis, I'm not really sure what Malik Willis's future in NFL exactly looks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looks like.
Well, as of right now, it looks like he is fully trying to slide into the place where he can be a backup quarterback.
Yeah, hey, that's good living.
It is good living.
Mm-hmm. It's good living if you can stay.
If you do what's necessary, and I have a longstanding perspective on the backup quarterback that maybe not the most important, but one of the important factors on whether or not you have a job is how much people like you.
Yeah.
So for sure.
He better get to paying for some dinners every once in a while, bringing in breakfast. Those types of things, like be likable around the building, and then you might be able to stick around in various places and keep that money coming in.
I'd call Chase Daniel. I'd call Matt Schaub. I'd call
Matt Moore.
Plenty of them.
Yeah.
Plenty of them out there.
You hey, call man.
Lifetime backups.
What's happening with Sage? Can you tell me what's happening with Sage Rosenfeld? Yeah, How did you stick around?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll let your boy, man.
Let me know.
For sure.
Some other things around the NFL. I know that, okay, this shouldn't count. Because this is a news story, okay? I'm not putting another dollar in this Texans helmet.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
When I mess around and accidentally say something Dallas related, this is news.
I-45 news story.
This is a news story, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I need you to understand that the Cowboys. And look, that is your Week 11 opponent. and their running situation.
This is gonna be your way to localize the Cowboys, because you've done this a couple of times now, Reggie. You're a week 11 opponent. I like this.
I like this.
No, this,
it matters.
This is gonna be your way of getting out of that jar and getting out of that Hey, I peep game already. You've done this before.
Wow, you see, you in the tape. You in the tape, not just on the Texans, but also in the loop. Okay, yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. It's a part of my job is also to watch. I'm watching, man.
I'm always.
I like
here,
when
baby.
You text the text board. That's always funny. It is my favorite.
Especially since I actually have access to you. I'm like, you know,
yeah, what? You could have texted us directly.
I'm gonna be a part of the people. I'm not too good to
always
join
a
the
man
chat
of the people
in the text line.
Brandon Scott, always a man of the people. But they, you know, their running situation is not great. They brought back Ezekiel Elliott on the last legs of his career. They have some dudes on the back. Like, they basically have Jags, right? Just guys when it comes to the rest of their running back core. And they're trying to supplement that by having Dalvin Cook visit, formerly of the Vikings and the Jets. Dalvin Cook had the video up here of, you know, best shape of his life. And he said, is Dalvin Cook washed? Because I think Dalvin Cook's washed.
So, maybe and possibly. But you just positioned it in a way. Like, I think you made the argument of why they would be interested in him.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have really anything going. You know this is probably better than any of us right now, Reginald. They don't have nothing going on over there at the running back position.
Yeah.
So, washed or not, I think I was about to call them the Texans. The Cowboys owe it to themselves to at least go down that road to figure out what the answer to that question is. So, yeah, he might be washed, but they are so desperate at running back. They are so bad there right now.
Yeah.
That, I mean, they already – now, what does it look like to have a washed Ezekiel Elliott and a washed Dalvin Cook
that's the thing.
As part of your running back group? Yeah, I don't necessarily love that prospect for them. But they do owe it to themselves to at least go down that road, because they don't have a lot going on there.
Well, see, that's the thing to me, and I was telling Reggie this before the show. Like, I think he's washed, but I also understand why they're kicking the tires. And then on top of that, I can go to my old Lifetime Fitness up in Atascocita and find six or seven guys that can do that drill just like him. You know, just because you're big and strong and throwing what do they call those balls, whatever they're called.
Medicine balls
against the wall. That don't mean you can tote the rock. You know, that means you're in really a big dude that's strong. I know he's like in the best shape of his life. That doesn't mean he's still a running back.
Well, no, I feel like he can tote the rock, and that, I mean, he's a capable back. I just wonder about the mileage and the injury history and the, you know what I mean? It's just at some point you got to worry about wear and tear and the tread on the tire. But again, like it is their own doing. It is the fact that they've kind of had this running back mentality, or I guess not even. They let Tony Pollard go. Like they have not done enough to address that position to find themselves in a situation where they got to even ask that question.
Yeah.
Is Dalvin Cook washed? Because you got to go find out because you don't
kick
have
the
anybody,
tires, I guess.
You don't have anybody at that position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, it's not great over there. So that is one thing that I think you look forward to in week 11. I don't know that they're going to be able to run the ball particularly well against you. And I do like what this defensive secondary looks like. I think that if you looked at weaknesses that could possibly emerge, possibly run stopping at times, I think that you're well situated to deal with the Cowboys as much as you possibly can against a team that wins 12 games in the last few years.
Yeah,
I listened in on some of your former colleagues over there at 105.3 The Fan a couple of days ago. I want to say it was even Bobby Belt listing out his depth chart. You know, trying to project what the depth chart was, and the only one that I had really was I think I only had a couple of them. Like two out of the three that he had, you know, out of the names. And one of them was the shorter guy from Kansas State.
Deuce Vaughn, my guy.
Deuce Vaughn. Yeah. I had Deuce Vaughn and maybe one other. And I'm like, man, I don't even know these guys. So, yeah, no, they're desperate.
Yeah, nasty business. How about this? The Washington Commanders apparently, they're not changing the name of the team, but they will be changing the name of the building that they're playing in. They've reached an exclusive naming rights deal with Northwest Federal Credit Union.
All right.
Yeah. Credit Union getting the big time endorsement there. First of all, like, how much do name changes on stadiums affect you? Because I remember, like, when Staples Center changed to Crypto.com Arena, people were losing their damn minds. Does that matter to you at all?
I'm going to call him Clay.
Excellent.
You know what I mean? Like, and no disrespect, but if, like, I get used to the name, like, I still call Lakewood the Compact Center.
Yeah.
And if you're older than me, you might still call it the Summit, right? Yeah. And I remember when it was the Summit, but I really, really grew up when it was the Compact Center.
Yeah.
So the fact that it's been Lakewood for 15 or 17 years is not really...
Has it really been that long?
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it hasn't really like affected me. I'm one of those that's going to. Now, where they do affect me is when the name is complicated, and I hate to do this. When it's like the alphabet.
Oh, no.
And I don't know
T-D-E-C-U.
If I want. I don't know if I wanted to do them like that.
Go ahead.
And I think they had to address it. TDECU alphabet soup. Yeah. Like, give me something that's plain.
And Northwest. This one is kind of bulky.
Yeah.
Is it Northwest? Well,
no, you see what you're going after. You're just going after the credit unions.
All the credit
now
unions.
Is what you're doing here.
Hey. might I be giving them some advice?
Yeah.
Figure something out.
Yeah.
Figure out a way to market that brand.
My theory on those is you got to have that brand association for at least 10 years before I start calling it that. Like, because it's like. Minute Maid Park now is Minute Maid Park.
Yep.
It's been there forever. It's never changed.
Gives us time to give nicknames the Juice Box
the
and
juice
things
box
of that nature.
And all that.
Yeah.
But like some of these, I couldn't even tell you what some of them are.
Yeah, when they went to their first World Series, mm-hmm. like I was still calling it in run.
Yeah.
You know, like around that time. So, it takes a little while.
Some more cut down news, particularly with your Texans. Earlier, I don't know if I noted this, but Texans releasing rookie defensive end Solomon Bird with the expectation of adding him to the practice squad. And then also, as of a couple of minutes ago, Aaron Wilson reporting that the Texans have also released defensive end Ali Gay.
The one that just vexed me. I just couldn't quite get a handle on it.
And again, with the expectation of getting on the practice squad.
He'll be on the practice squad, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, he makes sense as a practice squad option.
Yes.
And so you got to feel good about it. I mean, the fact that he could be released, I would say, like, if you're vexed, I would say the positive part about that means that they feel good about the depth there. Somebody that they can release and feel good about being able to bring back on the practice squad, even that part of it. Like, those things to me are actually positive development.
Yeah, I agree. And this means Jerry Hughes is safe, right? Derek Barnett is safe?
Yeah, I would think so.
Right?
Yeah. Well,
I thought they both were maybe...
Kind
of, sort of, you know?
Derek Barnett to me more so than Jerry Hughes, but I could see them liking Jerry, veteran presence, and he can still go a little bit. Like he can't give you a whole lot throughout a whole game, but he needs some moments.
Around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610, all sorts of cuts and such happening I thought I saw something about British Brooks, but he is not being released as of yet. Well, I'll keep you looking on what's happening.
Head on a swivel.
Man, I'm trying.
Head on a swivel.
I'm trying to keep my head on a swivel.
But that's the beauty of it, right?
Yes.
Like, that to me is like the adrenaline rush of trying to follow it all and then trying to determine what it all means in real time.
Yeah, but
this is the business.
I'm going to need Aaron Wilson and Cody Stoops to not use that man's name in a tweet unless something's happening. You know what the day is. But yeah, we're in the loop. Sports Radio 610. We got our guy B. Scott in studio. Let's talk more about some of these cuts, some of the places on the roster that, you know, we might be looking for cuts or possibly players. But I think we do want to get to this. I want to get to your preseason and camp takeaways as we're, you know, turning on that corner on that. So let's get to those and talk more about cut down day. We'll do that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.